And welcome to the Dark Side of Soul podcast. This is Joe.
This is Sean.
Thank you for joining us today. We do have a special guest, if she feels like talking today. Today we have my daughter, Gian. Gian, do you want to come over and say hi? She's hiding right now. She doesn't want to be on camera, but for those who are watching us on video, patrons. So while I am doing this, I would like to remind you that we do run the Dark Side of Soul Ghost Walk at darksideofsoul.com. You can book a tour through there. We also have the Dark Side of Soul Weird Tales from Korean Lore comic book available, doing well. You can also get that off of our website, darksideofsoul.com. We also run a Facebook group, facebook.com/darksideofsoul. We're on Instagram is Dark Side of Soul. We're just doing everything is Dark Side of Soul and a podcast.
Yes.
And a podcast. All right. So we got that done. So anyway, we're going to do a hot take today, a little quick one. I'm going to talk a little bit about some stuff that's been happening in my apartment lately. This has been kind of a concern, and this is something that it's my fault because I was kind of saying it as a practical joke, and when I said it, the girls started taking it seriously, and we've had a few incidents in the house since then. And so we're just posting it on here so that maybe you could listen and come write in the comments what you think is happening here. First off, I'll give a little background. This all started off around a month or two ago. And Gian's been staying in her mom's bed, sleeping in her mom's bed. And so I've been sleeping in Gian's room on the other side of the apartment. And one night I had the door closed, and you know, at first you thought it was wind, but it sounded like the door was jiggling, but not just the door, it sounded like the handle of the door was jiggling. And then when it stopped, I heard footsteps walking away from the door. I opened it up and saw no one was there. And so later on I told my wife and my daughter about it. And I was joking. I said, "Oh, must be a ghost." And since then, there have been a few more incidents. Gian, did you want to tell us about what you saw? What happened to you? Okay, she's not going to participate. Anyway, so there have been some incidents. One night, Gian wanted to sleep on the sofa. And the cat is on the top of the sofa, and the cat gets a little skittish and runs away, and Gian feels something like coldness come over her. And then she went off to her mother's room. I don't know. We've had a few incidents. Well, tell me about the sound. What was the sound?
Like all the people. You say it.
Okay, well, no. What is the sound? I don't know.
Ghost sound.
It was a ghost sound. What was the ghost sound?
Like all the people's like saying ah under the water.
Like people saying ah under the water.
It's like
yeah.
Yeah. Dead in 5 seconds.
For 5 seconds?
I couldn't move.
You couldn't move. You were frozen. Yeah. You had what we call sleep paralysis. Yeah. How did you feel? Did you feel scared? Did you feel, yeah? Were you able to move after a while? Yeah? Okay. What did you do after that?
Sleep.
You slept?
Okay. Tired, man.
Anything else you felt like? Okay. Well, also tell us about, whole neighborhood is carved out of an old area used for cemeteries. If you go on Google Earth Go on Google Earth and here, I'll wait for you to open it, everyone. Google Earth and search for Pungmudong, Pungmudong. Pungmudong. It's our neighborhood. And you can see, if you look, if you zoom in, you will see that it's all these apartment complexes that are surrounded by cemeteries. And you can see it's, they're not individual cemeteries. It used to be one giant cemetery that they've carved into. And I really have a strong feeling they didn't properly move everything when they were building these places. You know, move the headstones but didn't move the bodies. Who knows? Because we see how construction and a lot of things are done.
Right.
I've been watching this whole neighborhood grow because we're now a we're called a new town. So a lot of government the government has made it a project to turn this little hamlet into a working suburban neighborhood where we actually do have nightlife here now. So we watch all this.
Can't use it. The coronavirus coming
all
back.
The coronavirus. Yeah, yeah. We did go out last night. We went out. We wanted to try out this Japanese ramen place, and we went out walking afterward. And my goodness, there's everything here. We even have a new pizza and beer establishment.
Nice.
Yeah.
And now they're all haunted.
Now they're all haunted. Yeah. Well, the thing is we're right near Jiangsung Royal Tombs. So that is our neighborhood's tourist attraction. And my thinking is that a lot of people wanted to be buried near royalty. So that's why we have so many cemeteries around here. And there's a cemetery Gian and I like to go to right behind our apartment complex. And it has a beautiful view over the valley, over our area. And we also like it because there's a dog, a little dog. I've been seeing this dog since it was a puppy. And we like to play with this dog at the cemetery at night. And Gian likes to get the app, the Google Sky app. I think that's what it is, where you can look at constellations and planets.
Oh, yeah. Using the phone. I have one of those. I don't remember what it's called.
Yeah.
Starlight or something like that.
I think it's Google Sky. I'm not sure. She likes using that. And we go out there and we play with the dog. The dog, last time we went out there, the dog followed us all the way back and caused a lot of problems.
Oh.
Yeah, because one of us would distract the dog while the other one ran inside.
Right.
And the dog hung out outside the apartment building for an hour and kept trying to follow people inside the building.
Oh, my.
It was a bit of a problem. Mm. And then was getting into fights with other people walking their dogs.
But anyway.
Anyway, so
the dog's haunted.
Wife really thinks it's real. She's taking this seriously. She's not like joking. She thinks that it's a few things. She thinks one thing is that my veranda outside my office is not organized enough. It is starting to look a little haphazard with all the storage. Yeah, that also. Do I have it? It's back here. She's been asking me to get rid of an object that I have on my shelves. Back in 2015, a good friend of mine was killed in a motorcycle accident just like an hour after we were hanging out together. And a while later, they were distributing some of his belongings, some of his effects, and they asked if I wanted his the Benoit balls. What are the relaxation balls?
Bao Ding.
Yeah, the
I got like three of those.
Yeah,
the Bao Ding balls.
Bao Ding balls. Bao Ding balls. Yes, Benoit. I think that's a sex toy.
Like these?
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
The chime.
Yeah, with the chime, yeah. That's what I have. And I've kept him as a keepsake as a remembrance of him. And
sure.
My wife wants me to get rid of it because she thinks that. This is a Korean thing. Me keeping his property is preventing him from crossing over to the other plane. And she thinks my friend is haunting our house.
Hmm. He's like, bury my stuff.
yeah, but I'm just like, he knows better than to bother me in the middle of the night.
Right.
And what's he doing freaking our cat out, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting folkloric take on it. I think it's really interesting. But how long ago did he pass away?
2015. It was right, yeah, May. So. No, it was right before the Sewol, so it was April. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. Why suddenly, you know?
Yeah, it's like, why now?
Yeah.
Why now? Or we just haven't been noticing it. I'm trying to think of anything that's changed recently that would have caused the recent incidents. Other than me being banished to sleep in my daughter's bedroom.
You figured it out. That's the whole thing.
That's what it is.
It's funny. You're talking about that. Just quick, talk about like objects that invite hauntings. Several years ago, when I was involved in environmental work here in Korea, had organized and led an environmental organization that dealt with mostly with montane environments, so the mountain, protecting the mountains, and we do a lot of work up in the parks and whatnot. And one of the main things we did with volunteers was removing trash, and we found a massive area in Pukansan National Park, just north of Seoul, where there's trash buried. We found buried trash all throughout the park. But this one massive area of buried trash below Wonhyobong.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it dates back to the early 80s because it's packaging from snacks and stuff like that. So they all have packaging dates.
Yeah, yeah,
so we're able to date it all. But near that area, there's a lot of shamanic activity. Now, you don't often see it. I do, in my hiking tours, Soul Hike, I do pass through that area. And a couple of times we've gone through one of the places where there is an old shamanic altar built there for the mountain spirit, the Sanxin. A couple of times on tours, we've passed through there and shamans have been there performing rituals mm-hmm. and whatnot. So one time when we were there years ago, around 2007, 2008, we were going through this area where all the trash is buried and we cleared out a ton. We've cleared out a lot. And one day, one of my friends, he was digging and he found some bells and we looked at them and they're shamanic, the bells that are often used by shamans. And he's like, oh, this is cool. So he kind of cleaned them up a little bit and he took them home. His wife freaked out.
She's she's like, that sounds like the opening of like the Evil Dead or something.
Right.
or a cabin in the woods.
They find the object.
Right? Who had shamanic bells?
Yeah, right. Shamanic bells 2020, 2008, whenever that was. So she freaked out. She didn't want those in the house. She thought it was going to invite evil into their home. So he ended up giving them to somebody. I don't know who he gave them to. Should have given them to me. I don't know why he didn't give them to me.
Yeah, because your wife would be okay with that.
Yeah, no, she wouldn't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be fine.
These are the things that we're dealing with right now. And just, it's the objects. And yeah, she just asked me yesterday if I'd gotten rid of the balls yet. Everyone, tell me, what should I do? What should I do? That's a good question.
Yeah.
Help me.
In the comment section, what should Joe do?
Help
I think
me.
Joe should contact to at least appease your wife. Just call a shaman. Get a shaman in.
Yeah, they're cheap.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cheap. They're obviously not cheap. we're being sarcastic. They're expensive.
Yeah.
They're very expensive. The shaman might come in and perform the rituals that they
we have to buy a pig's head.
Maybe. You might have to buy something. Yeah,
we're gonna have to buy something. and bury it somewhere.
She or he might be a man, but most often women. But the shaman might suggest that you would have to buy things, probably booze and that kind of thing. She might have her scissors and or a knife, the kalgut or the gutka to cut away certain things.
Oh, gutka makes sense. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. So whatever they would, whatever gut or ritual she would perform.
Ritual knife. Yeah.
Ritual knife. So, yeah, I don't know. At least to appease your wife. But yeah, like you said, they're not.
Anything I've known this woman for 16 years. There's nothing that can appease her. So I don't know.
And there's our episode of Dark Side of Joe.
Dark Side of Joe.
You know, in Korea, there's a famous haunted house called the Yeongdeok House.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an abandoned home down in, where is it? Gyeongsan, it's in Gyeongsangdo, I think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good 3 to 5 hours from Seoul, south of Seoul. And yeah, it's an abandoned home that's off a road. And people have claimed to have slept there purposely. These are legend trippers, people who go legend tripping to try to experience alleged hauntings and cryptozoological.
Like legend tripping sounds like something I did in college.
You're not a legendary tripper, Joe. Legend tripping.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that trip was legend.
Yeah,
no, legend trippers. So people who go after urban legends, right? They seek places for urban legends. So Yeongdeok House is one of the, legend tripping is not a big thing in Korea compared to most, say, especially in North America. So comparatively, say you've told me before that I think where you grew up, there's a crybaby bridge.
Yeah, Crybaby's Hollow, yeah.
Yeah, so crybaby bridges are almost unique to American urban legends.
Yeah.
And people will go to those bridges at night and they dare their friends to go. That's classic legend tripping. Or go through an old abandoned tunnel, things like that. So legend tripping isn't such a big thing in Korea, but the Yeongdeok House is a place where some Korean legend trippers will go. And people have claimed that while they were there, they couldn't stand staying there for very long, and they heard rattling all through the home and crying and things like that. Mm. And there are different explanations for it. It's one explanation I read. It was that it was a house where a lot of soldiers were stationed, and one committed suicide, and he's back as a vengeful ghost, and he's haunting the home, keeping people away. Very, very interesting if people want to look it up.
Who do people who commit suicide get revenge against themselves? The living.
Well, in the lore, it's the living. They hate the living. They resent the living. Mm. And especially the happy, right?
Mm.
There's a lot of ways you could twist tales like that to indicate vengeful spirits. The Gekgui in Korean lore, they become vengeful ghosts because they died tragically.
Mm.
So they hate the living. They hate the living for not dying tragically.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch of different ways you can twist it. Kwanghae-gung, the king, the tragic king who built Gyeonghae-gung. He, the idea that he's a ghost is that he was done wrong and overthrown. He was hated and exiled and then died and not given the proper things of that were given to kings,
Proper rights,
rights, tomb, a proper tomb. So he's back as a vengeful ghost and things like that. So
can go visit the palace on the dark side of Seoul.
That's right.
Just walk,
So there's a lot of stories as well. In the 17th century, there was a story collector, and he wasn't a folklorist. He was a collector of tales. Folklore didn't really exist in the actual sense, in the way we observe folklore today in Korea until the early 20th century. But Imbang was a collector of stories.
Mm-hmm.
And his collection is available. In English, you can find it. He has one of the tales in his book is about haunted houses, and he talks about a homeless man named Yi Chang, who, being homeless, would often take up residence in a house, and he would often do so in haunted houses. So one of the stories of the house that he went to said it took place around Namsan, so the southern mountain, the south mountain in Seoul, where Seoul Tower is, or the N Seoul Tower, whatever they're calling it these days. It was always Namsan Tower. Now they had these some different names for it. So, and there was a ward in that area at the foot of Namsan with a house that was haunted for generations, and it was abandoned, left vacant. And he decided to stay there. And he didn't really care as long as he kind of had a place to stay. So he gathered up some of his buddies, his relatives. Now, the story doesn't explain why his buddies or relatives didn't help him out and give him a home. But even his brothers were with him, and they didn't help him out. But that's just the way the story goes. Folk tales are not always full of sense. So they went into this room, or they went into the house. They went up to the attic, the upper room of this house, this abandoned haunted home. And they couldn't enter the door. The door was locked. They had to only peer inside through a crack in the wall. And on the inside, they could see things they saw instruments with no strings on, stringed instruments with no strings on them, old shoes, old garments, bits of wood and things like that strewn all about the floor. And it was just full of dust. It was just dilapidated and old inside, and no longer of use. So, but they couldn't enter the room. It was locked from the inside. So that was that. So they went down and they started drinking. And in the middle of the night, they started hearing suddenly a chorus of voices, as if somebody, or a group of people, I should say, were having some festivities. They were partying in this room upstairs that they couldn't enter. And music started to play, stringed instruments were playing, and of course they were Yi Chang and his friends were quite taken aback by that, and they cautiously went up the stairs to peek in through the crack in the door, and as they did, they could see people moving around. There was a group of people just enjoying a party inside, and they were playing the stringed instruments that all miraculously had strings. And they tried to get the attention of the people who were inside. So one of the friends, one of Yi Chang's friends, decided it was a good idea to draw his sword and jam it through the chink, the crack in the door, the chink in the door. And it didn't draw anyone's attention. So he pulled his sword out, and just as he did, a blade from the opposite side came through the crack in the door towards them, Yi Chang and his group. That startled them, and of course they took off, and they never went back. Now, I do like that story. I think it kind of indicates to me that the ghosts who may have been haunting the locked room upstairs were somehow mimicking Yi Chang and his party and his group. While they were drinking makgeolli and having a good time, they were kind of maybe disturbing the spirits, disturbing the ghosts, and then the ghosts reacted by doing the same thing, becoming ruckus and loud. And when the sword was jammed through that chink in the door, and it was withdrawn, the ghosts decided to do the same thing. So it seems to be an interesting story that indicates that these ghosts were being disrupted, and instead of just haunting Yi Chang and his group, they decided to torment them with noise, just like Yi Chang and his group were doing to the ghosts. So I always find that pretty interesting. And there's a little bit more to that story a little bit later. There's more about Yi Chang and how he would just stay in all these haunted houses all around Seoul, because he couldn't have a, didn't have a place to stay, didn't have a home of his own, didn't care places were haunted, and he just needed shelter. And no one cared if he stayed in these homes. And since everyone thought they were haunted, no one bothered him or tried to stop him from staying in them. So there are a few other tidbits to his story that indicate that he stayed in these haunted houses that with devils and demon dogs and all these other kind of creatures of the night that would disrupt him when he'd try to sleep in these places just for shelter. And that's the story of Yichang and the haunted house. What do you think?
Wow, that was a great story. I'm amazed. Oh man. Yeah, that was really scary. I got so many chills. I mean,
you are Yichang. You are Yichang living in a haunted house.
I am.
And there you are. Only people who can see the video understand that little inside joke there. And if you become a patron, you can see the video.
Anyway, thank you everyone for listening. This is one of our looser episodes, I would say, but it's fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. We've been deathly busy in the last couple of weeks with the release of the comic Dark Side of Seoul, Weird Tales from Korean Lore.
Yeah.
Promoting it and getting the final prints done was a bit of a...
Yeah.
It wasn't a chore, but it was just a lot of work to kind of make it look as good as it possibly can. So we've been really, really busy.
We didn't get it online. We've run into issues with the mail. We can't really send these outside of Korea, but you can get a digital version. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get on Amazon, Kindle, Comixology.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We're waiting for approval on that. But until then, you can just buy it directly from us. And you can get it in a PDF or a comic book CBR file.
Hmm. And remember, if you have a comic book reader, a CBR or a CBZ, if you're using that as well, they work better in those comic book readers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So don't, if you're using a comic book reader, you probably already know, but just so you know, it's better not to download the PDF, get the CBR.
If you get the wrong one, just contact me and I'll give you the right one. It's not a big deal.
No problem.
Not a big deal. The big deal is trying to get the hard copies out. We're looking for solutions right now. It's because of the coronavirus that mail has pretty much been verboten.
But I just read yesterday, one of our former tour guests, done two tours with us, a Dark Side of Seoul tour and a Seoul Hike tour with me. She is in Korea, and she posted on Facebook how she just got a package from the U.S. Her mom sent her a package.
It's so very inconsistent. It took 2 weeks. It's very inconsistent. Strange. Yeah.
Yeah. So, we'll figure something out.
Trying to figure something out. I'm looking for maybe a U.S. printer or something like that so that we can put it in the U.S. or an Australian printer, U.K. printer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Seeing what we can do. Until then, yeah, I'm trying to. We eventually will get it out, but you can get the digital version, and we'll look into something. Anyway.
Yeah, no problem. We'll get it out, and it's worth a read.
We're being featured in the media right now. Sean has been interviewed for other podcasts that will be coming out.
I got contacted today, actually, to do another one.
And we're in the Korea Times. By the time you hear this, it was last week we were in the Korea Times.
Right.
And we're going to do that. Thank you for all of our patrons. If you want to become a patron, go on patreon.com/darksideofseoul for just $5 a month. You can get the video version unedited.
The unedited versions are fun. And and the good thing is if our babbling at the beginning of the show before we run the theme bores you can just fast forward it.
But the video
versions are fun.
Whatever.
Yeah. But it's unedited, yeah. So it's sometimes there's more content.
Yeah, join us. We got lots of extra content. Not just that. We got lots of extra content. Sean does more weird tales and
do those once a week. And Letters from the Dead, the series I do once a month.
The Kids Ken Burns documentary.
And music.
Oh, when we get music from Sodak San. Thank you. That does the theme for our show.
Two new pieces from him ready to upload.
We give that to our second tier patrons. And and for our third tier, our top tier patrons, you can get
everything.
You get everything. You can even get some horror themed swag mailed to your address. This month's swag was ice trays in the shape of vampire teeth.
Those look fun.
One of our patrons, Angel, showed us what she tried them out and she gave us pictures, and it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And we do hangouts with our patrons. Yeah.
Yeah. The hangouts are fun. We're going to have to schedule this month's hangout soon.
So it was at one of the hangouts that Angel saw something fly behind me on the video. It looked like, kind of looked like a bird, but kind of looked like those little birds on the ends of fishing rods that you put, are cat toys.
Mm-hmm, yeah, so like a spinner, something like that.
Yeah, like some feathers that were on the end of a line and just flew across the room behind my head. We still don't know what that was.
And that was at night, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a dead bird on your floor at any point.
No. Hmm. Yeah, I wonder what that was. Because I wish I was recording. We could have seen what that was.
Yeah, we have to start recording the hangouts.
Okay.
If it ever happens again. If it ever happens again. Well, yes. If it is, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
I'll just set up CCTVs in the house, and we'll do that paranormal activity thing.
There you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
We'll find out in the end. It was all the cat.
And if anyone wants to see any good, because when we talk about haunted houses, just makes me think of haunted house movies, and I love haunted house movies. The old dark house, not really a haunted house film, but the old dark house is a classic. House on Haunted Hill, The Legend of Hell House, great stuff.
Hey, you know what mine is? The Ghost and Mr. Chicken.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. That's a great movie.
Don Knotts. One of the two Darrens from Bewitched.
Oh,
one of the Darrens from Bewitched. Dick York. Maybe it was.
Yeah. Their names, there's a scene in Wayne's World when they link them. They link them and they're like, wait a minute, Dick York and the other guy. Yeah. So anyway. Yeah.
Honestly, I rewatched that recently, and
Wayne's World. I did too.
The Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Okay,
it's cheesy, but if you're prepared for like a cheesy, it's almost like a haunted house movie done by Disney in the '60s. If that's what it feels like.
Isn't it Disney?
It might be.
I think it is.
Don Knotts was in a lot of Disney stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Don Knotts is great. It's a Don Knotts vehicle.
Yeah, sure.
I love Don Knotts.
He's a great comedian. I think people mostly know him from the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah, I mostly knew him for
Three's Company.
And Three's Company, but I mostly knew him for the stuff he did for Disney in the '60s and '70s.
Right. Yeah. Distribution was Universal. I'm trying to see if it was produced by Disney. Oh,
the Ghost of Mr. Chicken.
Yeah. Yeah.
but I'm just saying it still kind of holds up. It has a really
Universal Pictures
spooky organ theme song, and it's
remember he did that while he was that may have been after the Andy Griffith Show.
Yeah,
because that's the '60s, late '60s, like '66, '67, and Andy Griffith was like 55 to 65, something like that.
It's a fun. We should try to make that as one of our.
Watch parties,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll see if I don't have it, but watch parties are getting harder to do, mostly because they're just hard to get videos on to Facebook now. And they did the same thing last year at one point, and I always had to be there at 10:30 to click them. I couldn't set them up beforehand, so I was turned into a pain. And it's getting like that again, or it's gotten like that again. So
anyway, we also have watch parties. You can hang out with others.
Yeah. And we do have plans for something similar for patrons, a little bit different. So, and we will have...
Oh, yeah, like an actual in-person event.
Yes. Oh, no. I mean online. Well.
Oh, an online event.
Yeah, with Pierce.
In-person online event.
Yeah, in-person online event. So meeting online, like Zoom, have watch parties using Zoom films, and then Pierce Conner.
Our
film expert.
Resident film expert.
Yeah, so everyone go back and watch our haunted horror movie episode. Pierce is the guest and expert in Korean film.
Yeah, really fun. We got a lot of stuff waiting for you. Thank you for dealing with us this long. For all of you, everyone listening to us new, please remember to subscribe. Welcome.
Thank you for joining
us. We're a weird group. Join us. We're a really weird group online. We're nice, and we're weird. All right. Thank you, Sean. Until next time, stay spooky.
Good night.